suppose last night was culmination of a lot of positive performances in the league since October. Was with no college football last year, and LAD haven't done so well in the Sigerson the year previous. There was kind of an appetite there for fresher football, and I suppose that there's a large connection of Donegal young men going to LAT now, so it was an exciting prospect, and last night they got their due reward for a very positive league campaign.
Listen, brilliant to get the win, but they made hard work of it. Really, you should have been out of sight several occasions during the game last night, but you let TU back into it?
Yeah, certainly, and I suppose that's kind of the nature of college football. It's a little bit more unstructured than maybe club or county squads would be. You go out and you kind of play football, just man-to-man stuff, really. And we were attacking several times in the second half, and we left chances behind us, dropped them short or lost possession at the last minute, and suddenly TU came up the pitch and then scored maybe 2-2 from our mistakes and brought them right back into the game. You know, a game that I felt we were the dominant team for long spells of it, but at the very end, it looked like they were going to tip us. But again, the boys showed fantastic character to come back, and Carlos kicked a brilliant winner.
Yeah, Carlos had a fine performance last night, 10 points. He kicked the last two scores. He really stepped up when it was needed.
Yeah, he did. I suppose there's a real collective within that group. They've bonded very, very quickly, and then Carlos, being the captain, I suppose, playing the real leader's performance last night. I thought the leaders all over the pitch, you know, as well, but now he came up with a big score at the very end, but he's been doing that throughout the league campaign. He's been he's probably been their go-to man, and last night I'm delighted for him, because that performance deserved a match-winning kick, and that's what he got.
And listen, I suppose that's the best position you can be in now as you head into the championship at the start of the year.
Yeah, definitely. Listen, it was imperative for us to get that game last night. It's another game under our belts, and we're going to the championship now. And you're playing Jordanstown, Queens, and Mary's in the group stages in Division One of the fresher championship, which essentially is what I would consider, Oisin, is the gap between County Minor and County Under 20s at the minute. You know, the standard is unbelievable of college football. I don't think, because there hasn't been a pedigree in the LIT up only in the last couple of years, I don't think people appreciate the level that college football gets to and the players that play it. So, look, it's going to be a massive test for us after Christmas, but it's a test that I think these boys will definitely rise to. And last night, it sends them away on their Christmas break, you know, with a real pep in their step, that they'll come back in January and they'll be really buzzing to get going again.
We'll just move away from college's football, look, just for a couple of minutes, because away from that, you've also got another minor year to prepare for. Yes, it ended in disappointment last year in the Ulster final, so it did, but it's a new year, and you have most of the team from last year too, don't you?
Yeah, look, there's boys coming over from last year. Four or five, six would have been involved in the championship squad last year as well, and as you said, the final, I suppose, ended in disappointment, but it was an unbelievable year. They gave us so many great evenings, you know, for Donegal, for the people of Donegal, and immensely proud of them. And now, hopefully, I suppose, for us, we would hope that most of them boys now will make the step up to under 20. Some will make the step up to 20 next year, and some of them then will go on and pick their club. But, you know, for us, it's, I suppose, as you were, in terms of trying to get it set up and trying to pick your best squad and have them moving forward into the new year. So, look, it's exciting as well, because there's a new year coming, and every year is kind of, as I say, every year takes on a life of its own. So, we're very much looking forward to it now.
Okay, look, thanks for taking the call, and we wish you every success come the start of the year again, both in the colleges and the minor front.
Thanks very much, Oisin. Thank you.